Well, it's good to be back with you this afternoon.
今天晚上能够再回来很好，感谢主。
We're going to continue our study on marriage and family.
我们继续要查考有关家庭和婚姻的功课。
Now, already last night we preached twice.
昨天晚上我们已经讲了两次。
And we have preached four times today.
今天又讲了四堂课。
And yet we really haven't touched on a specific text with regard to marriage.
我们还没有讲到有关婚姻的任何圣经章节耶。
Now why is that?
为什么呢？
The foundation of marriage is our conformity to the image of Jesus Christ.
婚姻的基础是我们效法耶稣基督的样式。
I could...Go into the scriptures and give you all sorts of principles with regard to marriage.
我可以查圣经给你很多的有关婚姻的原则或是方法。
Or I could do worse than that and give you all sorts of psychological teaching with regard to marriage.
更糟糕，我可以给你一些很多心理学的关乎婚姻的条条框框。
But you see,If you know everything, but you lack a Christ-like character, it really won't matter.
你知道，如果你就算懂得婚姻一切的道理，但是你却没有效法基督一个品格的话，那这一切都没有益处。
Oftentimes, we want someone to give us five principles on how to do something.
往往我们希望别人给我们五个做一些事的什么原则啊、法则啊。
Even some teaching borderlines on.Basically, teach me how to manipulate my spouse.
还有一些教导，甚至有点像怎么样子能够塑造、能够操纵我的对象，使他变成什么样的人。
But all of that goes outside of the parameters of the scripture.
但这一切都是在圣经的范围之外的教导。
My greatest problem in marriage is lack of conformity to Jesus Christ.
我婚姻里头最大的问题是因为我缺乏效法基督的样式，我不像神。
Our greatest need in everything in the Christian life.
我们在基督生活里头的任何的问题的最大的问题的根源
is to be more like Christ.
我们最大的需要是越来越像基督。
Remember as we studied in Paul's admonition to Timothy.
记得我们查考了保罗对提摩太的劝勉。
We're not to follow worldly fables.
我们不要听那些世俗的言语。
But we are to discipline ourselves for the purpose of godliness.
我们要操练自己更加敬虔。
We are to die to self.
我们向自己死。
And live to God.
要向神活。
We are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
我们要尽心尽意尽性爱主我们的神。
And reciprocating, we are to love our neighbor as ourselves.
同样，我们要爱人如己。
Last night we spent a great deal of time explaining what it means to love our neighbor as ourselves.
我们昨天晚上我们看了怎么样才叫做爱人如己。
That the world uses this text.
世人也用这段经文。
And tells us basically that first of all we need to learn to love ourselves because if we don't love ourselves we can't love anyone.
基本上他们教导我们要爱自己，不爱自己怎么爱别人呢？
And that's not what the text is teaching.
但其实根本不是圣经的教导。
The text is basically teaching this.
这段经文其实在教导什么呢？
You've never had a problem loving yourself.
你爱自己啊，根本没问题。
You have loved yourself supremely.
你根本就爱自己至上。
Now turn that attention away from yourself and unto others.
现在你要把焦点从自我身上转移到别人身上。
Then we understood that marriage is impossible unless we listen to the radical teachings of Christ.
我们知道婚姻，除非我们听神的革命性的教导，婚姻根本就不可能有这样的爱。
That when we lose our life for His sake,
当我们为了他的缘故，不再爱自我了。
When we lose our life in service to others,
当我们为了服侍别人，我们愿意失去自己的性命的时候，
That is when we find joy.
我们才有真正的喜乐。
And then we went on to explain that it is very easy, relatively, to demonstrate this kind of love.To people that are far away from us.
然后我们又讲到，对跟我们很遥远的人、陌生的人，我们要示范表现这样的爱，
Because it doesn't cost us anything. But the closer someone is to us, the more difficult it is to live this type of love. I would submit to you that it's even easier to show this love to church members.
我甚至建议，像教会的弟兄姊妹、教会的会员，你要彰显这样的爱也容易一些。
Than to show this kind of love in the context of the family.
比家里头的人要彼此相爱更容易。
How much do you truly love as Christ loved? That is revealed in the way you treat the person closest to you. And if you are a married man, that is your wife. And if you're a married woman, that's your husband. And if you are parents, that would be your children. Remember what I said last night, every time someone asks me, how can we pray for you? I say, always pray that I will love my wife as Christ loves the church. That is one of the greatest manifestations of spiritual maturity. Now this morning and this afternoon,
今天早上跟下午呢,
we talked about how do we grow. That we cannot be passive in this. First of all, we must identify the goal.
首先我们要知道我们的目标什么,
be like Christ. As I said, you know, in 2017, we are going to celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation.
正如我说了, 在2017年我们要庆祝 庆祝宗教改革的500周年纪念。
And so many people have a wrong understanding of the Reformation.
很多人对这个宗教改革有一个误区误解。
They think that it was simply a rediscovery of the biblical doctrine of soteriology.
他们以为是对救恩论的一个重新发现的一个改革。
Or it was a rediscovery of ecclesiology.
或是对教会论的一个新的认识，一个重新的新发现。
Well, those things are there, but that's not the primary meaning of the Reformation.
但宗教改革也关乎那些，但不是最关键的。
The Reformation was the rediscovery of sola scriptura.
其实宗教改革的真正意义是发掘唯独圣经的重要性。
Of scripture alone.
唯独圣经。
And taking the scriptures and applying it to every aspect of our lives.
用圣经来应用在我们生活的方方面面，没有一个例外。
That we are to be orthodox in our doctrine.
我们在我们的教义上要正统。
But we are also to be orthodox in our way of doing things, our practice.
我们行事为人，实际施行出来也要合乎圣经。
And it's not just practice in the church.
不仅是在教会里面而已。
But in every aspect of our life,
乃是我们生活的方方面面,
private,
私下的也好,
personal,
个人的也好,
in the family,
在家庭里也好,
in everything we do,
在我们所做的一切事上, 包罗万象,
one of the reasons why I have such a great respect for the Puritans.
所以我才如此尊重这些清教徒。
I don't always agree with them,
我不见得百分之百同意他们所做的一切,
but I have a great respect for them. Because of all the people in the history of the church, they attempted to apply everything in scripture to every part of their life.
唯有清教徒在他们生活的方方面面都应用圣经施行出来。
And this is absolutely essential if we're going to have a biblical, a spiritual marriage.
如果我们要有个合乎圣经的属灵的婚姻的话，这是绝对不可少的。
Our goal is conformity to Christ.
我们的目标是效法基督。
But we only understand that conformity as it is revealed in the scriptures.
但是这个效法基督是按着圣经的规模来效法的。
We have a lot of talk today about culture.
我们今天讲了很多有关文化的事情。
About being culturally sensitive.
哦，我们要文化上要敏感。
I really don't care about that discussion.
其实我根本不在乎这些玩意儿。
I'm not seeking to live a culturally sensitive life.
我不要做一个在文化上敏感的基督徒，过这样的生活。
And I don't care about being in a culturally sensitive church.
我也不在乎造就一个文化上敏感的一个教会。
I want to have a biblically sensitive life.
我要有一个 合乎圣经，在圣经上敏感的生活。
I want to be sensitive to the scriptures in the church.
我要在教会里头要敏感于圣经的带领。
And in my family.
在我家庭也是如此。
Now we can say that.
我们说起来很容易啊。
We can say that the goal is to be like Christ.
我们说目标是效法基督，像耶稣。
That we must submit to the will of God.
我们必须顺服神的旨意。
And that that will is found in the word of God.
那个旨意是在神的话语中记载的。
That doesn't matter if it's just rhetoric.
如果仅仅是诗情画意，说一些好听的，没有意义。
I ask you again.
我再问一次。
How much time daily do you spend in private devotion in the word of God?
每天你到底花多少时间在你的灵修上，花在神的话语上，用在神的道上。
Not just the preacher.
不仅是传道人。
But the person in the pew must be diligent.
而且坐在下面的人也必须要殷勤学习神的话。
Diligent to grow in godliness.
要在敬虔上不断的长进。
Now,
好。
Just to review a few other things to catch everyone kind of up to speed.
再复习其他一些东西啊，要大家都要到同一个层次的了解的层次。
Before we talked about the study of scripture in marriage and family.
在我们讲论在婚姻和家庭里头学习神的话语之前呢。
We talked about the need to avoid certain things.
我们讲到我们需要逃避一些事儿。
If I take a shower, every hour.
如果每个钟头我洗个澡。
It doesn't matter if I roll in the dirt every hour.
我如果同时呢，又在泥潭里头，每个钟头洗一洗，那一点用都没有。
If I am to be clean.
如果我要真正洁净自己的话。
If I am to be open to the influence of scripture.
如果我要受神的话语的塑造熏陶的话。
There must be things I avoid.
有一些事我必须要 逃离远避。
We talked about avoiding evil influences.
我们讲到要逃避那些邪恶的影响。
Our own flesh, the lust within.
我们自己的肉体啊，里面的私欲。
There is an unredeemed aspect of our humanity.
在我们的人性里头，有一部分是没有被救赎的。
That is still a part of us.
那仍然在我们里面。
And it wars against the spirit.
跟这个肉体跟情欲在征战。
And it contradicts the word.
而且跟神的话语是违背的。
And we must know the word well enough.
我们必须认识神的话，好好的学习。
So that when there are influences and indications of the flesh, we can identify it and reject it.
好叫那些肉体要出现的时候，我们可以认出来，而且抵挡它。
Then there was the need to protect our eyes.
而且我们要保守自己的眼目。
And our ears,
还有我们的耳朵,
from all that is around us,
要防备，就我们四周围这些负面影响。
We are not called to go live out in a mountain somewhere.
神没有呼召我们跑到深山老林里头去。
We do live in this world.
我们仍然活在世上，没错。
And there are influences we cannot avoid.
有些影响是我们避免不了的。
But everyone we can avoid, we should avoid.
但我们能够避免，我们要尽力避开。
We may have to walk through garbage in the street.
我们必须有时候在大马路上经过那个垃圾桶、垃圾箱。
But we don't have to bring it into our home.
没必要把垃圾带到家里头来。
And we don't have to go look for it.
也没有必要去寻找那些垃圾。
Then there was also the idea of avoiding evil men.
而且我们要远避那些邪恶的人。
Avoiding worldly counsel.
要远避那些世俗的辅导。
especially in marriage.
特别在婚姻里面。
There are so many people who have opinions about how you should do your marriage.
多少人对婚姻有个人的看法。
Or how you raise your children.
怎么教导儿女啊。
Or the way you treat your husband or your wife.
你怎么对待你丈夫，怎么对待妻子啊，等等。
But I do not care.
但我才不在乎这些东西。
I don't care if it's your grandmother.
不管你是你的奶奶也好。
I don't care if it's your mom.
或者你妈妈也好。
I don't care if it's your dad.
或者你爸也好。
If they do not speak according to the word, they have no authority.
如果他们不是按着神的话语说话的话，他们就没权柄。
Now, I don't mean that with regard to the parent-child relationship.
我不是说父母教导儿女没权柄，不是。
I mean that with regard to those of you who are adults, husbands and wives and parents.
我的意思说，你们当中这些成年人，做丈夫的，做妻子的，做父母的。
You should not be listening to counsel.
你不应该听那些辅导。
Even of close relatives,
就算是你的亲人，很亲近的亲戚。
If they do not speak according to God's word,
如果他们所说的不是按照圣经，你就没必要听他们。
You must be polite.
你必须客客气气，当然。
Maybe even listen a bit.
甚至表面上听听。
But if they do not speak according to God's word, it's because they have no light.
如果他们不是照着圣经说话，因为他们里面没有光。
We do not need to build our families on the opinions of men.
我们没必要照着人的意见来建立家庭。
Our old wives' tales.
或者老太婆的那些故事。
But upon the word of God.
那是要听神的话。
After we talked about the things that we should avoid.
那我们讲论了我们该避免什么事之后呢
？We talked about the things that we desperately need.
我们又讲到我们迫切需要什么事
？If your family is God-centered,
如果你的家庭是以神为中心的，神本的
，it will also be word-centered.
也会是以神的道为本的
，saturated with the scriptures.
你会浸泡在神的话语当中。
That you, as a husband and a father, ought to daily study the word.
你身为一个父亲或是一个丈夫，你要天天考察圣经。
If you are a wife and a mother,
如果你是个妻子或做妈妈的，
you should daily study the word.
你要每天好好的考察圣经。
And be systematic about it.
而且要有系统。
Reading through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
要从创世纪一直读到启示录，有系统。
Growing in your understanding of the full counsel of God.
对神的话语、神的旨意的全面的认识，要有不断的长进。
This is important for the husband and the father.
这对爸爸、对丈夫的都很重要。
It is so important for the mother and the wife.
对做妈妈的和做妻子的也非常重要。
People sometimes ask me, what is the greatest?Unreached people group in the world.
有人问我有时候，全世界没有听到福音的哪一群人是最没听到福音的
？My answer.
我的答案是
women.
女人。
Women.
女人。
Why?
为什么
？You know, even in circles where the men take theology seriously.
甚至在一些圈子里头，那些弟兄们对神学很感兴趣、很认真对待的圈子里。
Oftentimes, when women are given a conference, a women's conference,
往往姊妹呢有一个姊妹会啊，姊妹的大会。
It's something like if the world gives you lemons, learn how to make lemonade or something.
那里头讨论的是，如果世界给你柠檬，怎么样做柠檬汁？那些题目。
Women who believe in Jesus Christ,
那些相信耶稣基督的姊妹们。
Within them dwells the Holy Spirit.
他们里头有圣灵的内住。
They have the great capacity to understand God's word as well as any man.
他们能够理解神的话语，正如任何男人一样。
They have a brain.
他们也有脑袋。
And they have a heart.
也有一颗心。
And they are more than just an extension of their husband.
他们不仅是丈夫的一个。一个膀臂而已。
They are a child of God.
他们自己就是神的儿女。
They need the same truth.
他们也需要同样的真理来教导。
Women need the same doctrine.
姊妹也需要同样的教义的教训。
They can understand it. They can apply it. They can live it.
明白教义，能够应用教义，能够活出神的话语。
Women do not need to live on Christian cliches.
姊妹们没有必要活在基督教的陈腔滥调那些传统里头，没必要。
You need to know the word of God.
姊妹们需要自己明白神的话。
Especially in the case such as mine, where we homeschool.
特别是像我的情况，我们自己教导儿女，在家里头教导。
When the children are little,
当孩子们小的时候
，My wife takes over the primary education of them.
我妻子负责主要的教导儿女的责任。
When they get older,
当他们长大之后呢
？They travel with dad.
他们跟爸爸一起旅游出去。
And I take over their education.
我就负起了主要的责任了。
But my wife has such a tremendous and ongoing influence in their life.
我的妻子有这么重要而且不断的重要性在他们的生活当中。
Her teaching influences them.
我妻子的教导影响我的儿女。
Her character and conduct influences them.
她的品格跟行为也在时刻影响他们。
It's powerful.
这个影响力是不可忽视的。
Not only that.
不仅如此。
But although I am a man,
虽然我是个男人,
and I study the word of God,
我考察神的话语,
and I have many brothers in Christ that are my counselors,
有很多弟兄都是我的辅导员, 都是在帮助我的,
my greatest counselor,
但我最大的辅导者,
my greatest friend,
我最好的朋友,
is my wife,
是我的妻子, Amen.
And I don't need just little cliches coming forth from her.
我不需要她给我一些什么自己想出来的好的意见，好的陈腔滥调。
I need biblical truth.
我需要合乎圣经的真理来引导。
I need her to encourage me with the word.
我需要用她用神的话语来安慰我，鼓励我。
And I need her to rebuke me with the word.
她借着神的话语来指点我，指责我的错误。
And I need her to correct me.
我也需要她来指正我，纠正我。
I need her to be a sister in Christ to me.
我需要她对我像一个主里的姊妹一样。
And so I'm not just talking about the man and the word.
我讲的不仅是男人需要神的话。
I'm talking about the believer and the word.
那是所有的信徒，不管你男女，都需要神的话。
And that's why, men, as we said, you should not only study the word alone, but you should study the word with your wife.
所以弟兄，不仅仅你自己个人要研读神的话，你要跟你妻子一块儿。
And sister, you cannot truly grow in Christ just dependent upon other people teaching you.
姊妹们，你不能够靠着别人教导你来在基督里成长，仅仅我别人教导。
You must study the scripture.
而且你自己本人要亲自考察圣经。
You're not merely an extension of your husband.
你不是你丈夫的一个手臂，一个外加的东西。
You are a child of God and an heir of grace in your own right.
你自己有权利成为神的儿女，是他恩典的器皿，是他。
According to the book of Revelation,
根据启示录,
you will receive one day a white stone.
你有一天会从神那儿得到
Every believer will.
白色的石头，每个信徒都会得到。
With a name written on it.
名有你的名字刻在上面。
That only you and the Lord know.
只有你跟主知道那个名字是什么。
You know what that tells me?
你知道这个教导我什么呢？
That I'm not the mediator between my wife and the Lord.
我不是我妻子跟神之间的中保，不是我。
She has her own relationship with him.
我妻子跟神自己要建立关系。
And will receive a name that only she and Christ know.
而且她会从主那得到一个名字，只有主跟她知道这个名字。
I'm saying this to encourage you, ladies.
姊妹们，我说这些话是在鼓励你们。
But also to show you the tremendous responsibility that you have.
同时要显明你在神面前责任重大，责无旁贷。
To study the word of God.
你要自己好好考察神的话。
And to order your home according to the will of God.
而且按照神的旨意来管理。你的家庭。
So we talked about renewing our mind in Scripture.
所以我们讲到借着神的话语来更新我们的心意。
And then we talked about how the one who has authority must read the Scripture.
而且我们讲到在权柄地位上的人更要好好考察圣经。
The king in Deuteronomy 17.
在生命记十七章，君王的。
He was to write his own copy of the Scripture.
做君王的要把神的话语自己抄录一下。
He was to read it.
他自己要好好诵读。
It was to be with him always.
他一辈子都要诵读。
So that his heart would not be lifted up over his countrymen.
他不至于向他的弟兄心高气傲，瞧不起别人。
If you're a husband, you have authority.
如果你是做丈夫，你有权柄。
If you're a wife, you have authority. If you're a parent,
你做父母，你也有权柄。
What keeps us from lifting our hearts up over those whom we're supposed to lead?
什么使我们能够不至于心高气傲，瞧不起那些我们带领的人呢？
It's the word of God.
是神的道。
And how can we know that we're not leading them astray?
我们怎么知道我们没有误人子弟，把人带偏呢？
Submission to the word of God.
是借着顺服神的道。
And then we talked finally about how the word works in us.
我们最后讲到神的话如何在我们心里头动善功呢？
From 2 Timothy 3.
提摩太后书第三章讲到了。
The word is very useful for teaching.
神的道是对于教训有益处。
I must not only have a personal relationship with God.
我不仅仅跟神有个个人关系。
I must know the biblical facts about God.
我必须知道一些关乎圣经教导的关乎神的事实。
So that I am sure that the God I'm worshiping is actually the God of the Bible.
好叫我能够肯定我所敬拜的神是圣经所启示的这一位。
To move in the realm of the Christian life, I must have knowledge. I must have understanding.
在基督教的圈子里头行动，我必须要有知识，我要认识神是什么样的神。
And that comes from the Word.
这是根据圣经而来的知识。
Then the Word not only teaches.
而且神的话不仅教训我们，
It reproves.
更督责我们，纠正我们。
Convicts.
就是光照，使我们扎心，使我们知识。
It's not just that I read the word and I feel bad.
不仅是我读神的话，我觉得，哎呀，觉得不好。
But the word acts as a prosecuting attorney.
神的话像一个控告的律师一样。
And it tells me when I'm wrong.
当我错的时候就指正我。
And it heaps up evidence after evidence to prove my wrongness, my sin.
而且累积。 更多的证据来证明我的错误所在，
Until I'm utterly convinced，
直到我全然的认罪，认识自己的错，
Of my guilt，
认识到我的错误，
And I repent，
然后悔改，
And I confess，
我承认我的罪，
To God，
向神认罪，
And if I have offended my wife， to her，
如果我得罪了我妻子， 我向我的妻子也认罪，
And if I have offended my children， to them，
如果我得罪我的儿女， 也向他们认罪，
To anyone else，
或任何人认罪，
And then the word of God also corrects，
不但如此， 神的话语更使人归正， 使我归正，
I've done wrong， but it shows me how I can do right，
我做错了， 神的话语教导我， 怎么样能够回到正路上，
And then I'm trained in the word of God，
然后使人学艺， 就训练我，
It trains me to be righteous，
训练我如何成为义人，
By studying it，
借着研读神的话，
Memorizing it，
背诵神的话，
Meditating upon it，
默想神的话，
Applying it，
应用神的话，
Walking in it，
而且行在其中，
It has that transforming effect，
所以神的话语就能够改变更新我的生命。
So you see， what we need is much deeper than just a few principles on how to have a nice marriage，
就是我们所需要的不仅是几个原则， 怎么样子能够婚姻美满， 比这些原则更深一层。
We need to be conformed to the image of Christ，
我们更需要效法基督的模样。
Remember the wheel，
记得这个，
A bicycle wheel，
就像一个， 脚踏单车的轮胎一样。
It has the axis in the middle，
中间有一个轴心。
It has spokes going out from it，
旁边有这个， 轮的这个叫什么？
The spokes on the outer rim of the wheel，
这外面的什么？钢丝，钢丝，好，钢丝，对。
On the outer rim of the wheel， they are very far apart，
它外头呢，它就越走越远，对不对？
But the closer they get to the center，
他们越到中心的时候，
The closer they come to one another，
就这钢丝就彼此更加接近了，对不对？
I'm not to seek to conform my wife to me，
我不是叫我的妻子越来越像我，
Or is she supposed to conform me to her？
或者我越来越像她，
But the more we grow in our conformity to Christ，
等夫妻两个人都越来越像基督的时候，
The closer we come to one another，
我们彼此也就越来越接近了，对不对？
Now we're going to talk about something that's so very important，
我们要讲一些非常重要的事。
And your flesh actually hates this probably even more than studying the word.
你的肉体会恨这个， 甚至超过恨学习神的话。
It's prayer.
就是祷告。
All the trials in our life，
我们生命中一切的患难，
have a great design，
都有神的目的。
Dependence upon God，
都需要我们更加信靠他。
that we don't know what to do. And so instead of depending on what seems right in our own eyes, we seek out and depend upon what is written. And in the midst of this trial, we find ourselves with little strength, little faith, little endurance. And so we draw near to God in prayer, asking for these things. Or we find ourselves in the midst of the trial, lonely, isolated, and we seek out communion to live a life of prayer, to breathe prayer, to pray without ceasing. Now, I want to say just a few things about prayer. I would like to do as usual, just take a passage and work through it, but I just want to look at a few small texts so that we can at least get an idea of what I'm talking about.
我不会拿一段经文，我会看几段经文，看看有关祷告的事啊。
First of all,
首先,
prayer
祷告
is communion with God.
是与神交通。
Many people have only one idea about prayer.
很多人对祷告只有一种看法认识。
Intercession.
就是求。
Let me tell you something. I put it this way in my own mind. There are two different kinds of praying.
让我告诉你啊，我这么说，有两种不同祷告。
Praying with my boots on.
第一是穿着靴子祷告。
And praying with my boots off.
第二是脱了靴子祷告。
Now what do I mean?
什么意思呢?
Praying with my boots on.
穿着靴子祷告。
Work.
就是努力。
Intercession.
是代求代祷。
Nothing fun about it.
这样的祷告是没有任何的乐趣的。 是辛苦的工作。
There are great needs.
有很多的需要。
In my own life.
在我自己生命中,
in the life of my family,
我家庭, 家人也有需要,
in my church,
我的教会也有需要,
in the people of God,
神的百姓也有需要,
throughout the world,
整个世界都需要,
governments collapsing,
政府一个一个坍塌,
danger on the rise,
哇, 各样的危险, 危机,
persecution on the horizon,
哇, 逼迫就要来到,
the need for revival,
有复兴的需要, 教会,
to fight hell itself on your knees.
跪在地上要跟阴间征战。
A lot of people don't intercede.
很多人不代祷祈求。
Because they don't realize what it is.
因为他们不知道这是什么。
It's hard, bloody, sweaty work.
这是要流血流汗的活，难干的活。
If that's all that prayer was,
如果祷告仅此而已的话。
I think that even the best prayer warrior would not endure very long.
我想就算是最好的祷告的勇士都站不住，都不会持久。
But prayer is not first of all work.
但祷告最主要的不仅是干活而已。
It is not first of all being a watchman on the wall.
最主要不仅是在墙上守望而已。
Prayer is communion with God.
祷告更是与神交通,
to know Him.
更深地认识他,
to just be with Him.
与他同在, 在他的,
just look for a moment, Psalms 27.
好,看看, 27篇, 诗篇。
Verse 4.
第四节.
Well, let's just back up a little bit and I want you to see the context more of this.
然后往回先看一下, 我们去看看上下文。
He says in verse 3.
第三节他说,
though a host encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war rise against me, in spite of this, I will be confident.
虽有军兵安营攻击我, 我的心也不害怕。 虽然兴起刀兵攻击我, 我必仍旧安稳。
Look at verse 5.
看第五节,
For in the day of trouble he will conceal me in his tabernacle, in the secret place of his tent he will hide me, he will lift me up on a rock.
因为我遭遇患难,他必暗暗地保守我,在他亭子里把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处,将我高举在磐石上。
So in verse 3,
所以第三节,
we have a host encamped against this man.
我们有一大堆的军兵安营攻击他。
And then in verse 5,
第五节呢?
He's suffering from a day of trouble.
他在遭遇患难。
He's in the midst of conflict.
他在各样的危机四伏的环境中。
He's not praying in some beautiful stone cathedral.
他不是在一个石头的一个水晶宫里头祷告。
With a beautiful theological library around him.
周围有一个神学院的图书馆环绕着他，美好的环境。
He's in the midst of conflict.
他乃是在一个腹背受敌的环境中。
But look what he says in verse 4.
注意第四节他说,
One thing I have asked from the Lord.
他说有一件事我曾求耶和华,
that I shall seek.
我仍要寻求,
that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple.
就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
Throughout scripture,
整本圣经从头到尾,
until we get even to 1 John 3,
甚至到了约翰一书第三章了,
there's this idea of beholding the Lord.
我们可以看到这个概念, 要仰望主, 瞻仰他的荣耀。
It's not talking about some supernatural vision,
讲的不是一些超然的意象啊,
but this idea of knowing the Lord in communion.
乃是 在交通当中越来越认识主,
and that communion being shaped by the word of God.
而这个交通是神的话语在引导在束缚的,
so that as I'm in prayer,
所以当我祷告的时候,
I meditate upon his beauties,
我在默想他的荣美,
meditate upon his glory, his work,
默想他所做的工作和他的荣耀,
his goodness to his people,
他对他百姓的良善,
his redemptive work in Christ,
他在基督里的救赎之功,
the reality of Christ seated at the right hand of the majesty on high,
基督坐在父神的右边为我代祷这些事实,
everything that it tells me about him in scripture,
在圣经里头一切告诉我有关他的事儿,
running through my mind,
都经历在我的脑子,
delighting in it,
我在里头欢喜欢,
as the Holy Spirit who indwells us is making it an ever increasing reality.
当圣灵住在我们里面的圣灵使这些事越来越成为事实.
It's in this communion,
在这个交通的当中,
that we are transformed.
我们就不断的心意更新而变化.
The more we understand him,
我们越认识他,
the more we know of his excellency,
我们越知道他的荣美, 他的,
the more we're transformed by them.
我们就越 改变, 被他更新改变。
So again, when everyone's giving you, you know, five principles on how to manufacture a good marriage,
当每个人给你一些五个原则啊, 怎么样子产生制造出一个美好的婚姻的时候,
I want you to dwell in the presence of God.
我要你在神的面光中瞻仰他,
commune with him,
与他交通,
meditate upon him,
默想他,
meditate upon his son,
默想他的儿子基督,
upon his gospel,
默想他的福音,
the mercy and grace revealed there,
而且在福音中所彰显的恩典和怜悯,
the price that was paid,
他为我们付的重价,
the mercy that opened up in the house of David,
在大卫的家中所彰显出来的恩典,
the flood of grace,
他的, 哇, 那么大的恩典的倾倒,
the giving of sinners what they don't deserve,
给那些罪人他们不配得的那么大的恩典,
and then you rise up,
然后你就站起来,
and you come out for breakfast,
你来吃早饭,
and your wife's in a really bad mood,
你妻子呢心情很不好,
but you've seen something there in communion with God,
但你在 与主交通当中你瞻仰他的容颜吗?
You know to lavish mercy and grace.
你就可以把他的恩典和怜悯倾倒出来。
Or ladies, you come out of the prayer closet and your husband's in a really cantankerous mood.
或者你的姊妹们，你从
Or he was supposed to do something last night after work that he totally forgot about.
或者他昨天晚上工作之后，他应该做些事儿，他完全忘了。
Or the children just spilt yogurt all over the kitchen.
或者你的儿子把那个酸奶倒得乱七八糟的。
Or World War II's going on upstairs between two of your sons.
或者你两个儿子在二楼正在进行第三次世界大战。
Or gentlemen, you walk out of the prayer closet.
或者弟兄，你从祷告室里出来。
And your wife's hair looks like Medusa.
你的妻子披头散发。
And she has those big fluffy slippers on.
她穿着那个两个拖鞋噼里啪啦的。
And it looks like a bear has swallowed her. She's got that big ugly robe on that makes her look like 850 pounds.
她穿着那个睡袍像890磅一样。
And you think to yourself, is this the woman I married?
这是我娶的女人吗? 吓死我。
But then something takes the place of self-pity. Something takes the place of spite.
你的有一件事取代你里头苦读,
it's grace.
就是神的恩典。
And so you walk out of the room.
所以你从房间里出来,
you go into the bathroom.
你进到浴室, 进到,
you look in the mirror.
你照照镜子,
and you realized you got a better bargain than she did.
你看, 哎呀, 你真是比她更幸运。
Grace.
因为神的恩典领导你。
Unconditional love.
没有条件的爱领导你。
The more we see God in Christ,
我们在基督里越来越看到神。
The more we recognize what Christ did for sinners,
我们越来越认识到基督为罪人所成就的一切。
It's hard to come out of that prayer closet and start screaming down, calling down judgment upon our wife and children.
我们就很难从祷告室里头出来，就大喊大叫，叫神审判我们的妻子或者儿女。
As I want you to leave here and get into the Word of God.
我希望你离开这儿，能够回到神的话语里。
So I want you to leave here and begin to increase your communion with God.
我希望离开这儿跟神更多的交通，亲密的交往祷告。
Look in Psalms 84:10 just for a second.
看看84篇诗篇84。
For a day in your courts is better than a thousand outside. I would rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.
但愿与住一日，胜似在别处住千日，宁可 在我神的殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。
Remember what I shared with you yesterday?
你记得我昨天跟你分享的吗?
When you hear these marriage teachers,
当你听到这些婚姻的老师专家说,
that the wife completes the husband and the husband completes the wife,
丈夫使妻子圆满，妻子使丈夫充实满足。
I told you that's not true.
我跟你讲，他们讲的不对。
If your wife can complete you,
如果你的妻子能够使你完美的话,
if your husband can fully satisfy you,
或者你的丈夫可以完全满足你的话,
then you're not a Christian.
你就不是基督徒了。
Because you've been made into a new creature. Only God can complete you. Only God can totally satisfy you. Sometimes I have men come to me and say, you know, my wife just doesn't satisfy me. And I go, praise God.
我说感谢主。
And they go, why praise God?
干嘛感谢主啊你?
I go, well, I have at least a glimmer of hope now that you're a Christian.
我现在有一线生机，你可能是个真基督徒。
It's such a burden to put on your wife.
你知道你给你妻子何等大的压力啊。
You have to complete me?
你必须使我完美。
My wife would look at me if I said that.
我妻子会瞪着我。
Now my wife is Latin.
你知道我妻子是拉丁美洲。
When Latin and African American women get mad, they do this with their head. I don't know why.
不论是黑女人或者是拉丁美洲的女人啊,
but if you see a Latin American woman or an African American woman doing this with their head, you run.
你看到非洲女人或拉丁女人头动起来，你就赶快跑。
Make the Lord your shelter because no one else can save you.
你要在主里头找到避难所，因为没人能救你。
But if I looked at my wife and said, "You're supposed to complete me."
如果我看我的妻子，我对她说，你要使我。
There's a whole lot to complete.
他说，嗯，我要使你圆满。
Because you're lacking a whole lot.
因为你缺乏很多。
I think that's a God-sized job.
什么？
It's a God-sized job.
我说这是神才能做的事情。
Men walking around all sad because their wife isn't their everything?
你知道很多男人啊，成天垂头丧气，因为他们的妻子。
She was never created to be your everything.
不能使他们完美，因为神没有造他们来圆满你。
And there you go thinking about yourself again.
然后你又在自来自怜了。
Or a woman saying, you know, this man's just not, he doesn't do it all for me.
这个男人根本就不能为我做什么。
He can't do it all for you.
当然他不难。
There's only one who can do it all for you.
唯有一位能够成全你。
And you're always going to feel empty.
你永远会感到不充实。
I mean, even if you're married to the best-looking guy in the world, you're going to feel empty if you're a Christian.
就算你身为基督徒，你嫁了个大帅哥、最帅的帅哥， 你仍然是。
Because it's only the beauty of the Lord.
因为唯有主的荣美能满足。
That can fill you.
能够使你充实。
It's only communion with Him that can totally satisfy you.
唯有与他交通，能够完全使你满足。
And better is one day in His court.
在他的殿宇中一天。
Than 1,000 days in any other place.
胜于1,000日在任何其他地方。
And that's good.
真好。
It takes the burden off.
那我们就没有压力了，感谢主。
You remember what I told the women this morning?
你记得我今天早上对姊妹们说什么？
I told you men.
也跟你们弟兄说什么？
That a lot of women are not getting from their husbands what their husbands should be giving them.
很多姊妹没有从弟兄身上 得到弟兄该给他们的
love, tenderness, affection,
爱啊，眷顾啊，温柔啊，等等得不到。
And so they're seeking to draw that out of their children.
所以这些姊妹们就想从他们的儿女身上得到这些安慰满足。
And children weren't made for that.
但儿女不是为这个目的的，为了满足你的。
And then when someone comes along and takes their children away,
所以当有人来把他们儿女带走了，嫁了娶了。
They hate that son-in-law or that daughter-in-law.
这是做妈妈的就会恨这个金龟婿或者那个。
Well, it's the same thing.
女婿，同样的道理。
Your husband, your wife.
你的丈夫或你的妻子。
Sometimes you're asking things from them.
有时候你要求他们的。
That they were never created to give you.
不是神要他们给你的。
And it can only be found in the courts of the Lord.
他们这个满足只能在神的院宇中找。
Now, I have to be very careful here.
这里我要很小心啊。
If any of you know my preaching, I'm not charismatic, I'm not a TV preacher, I'm not a prosperity gospel preacher.
如果你知道我的讲道，你知道我不是个灵恩派的，也不是个什么成功神学家，也不是一个电视大布道教。
I'm one of those old preachers that spend their times in old libraries.
我是一个老传道人，传统的，我在一个很古老的图书馆里头花很多时间那个传道人。
But anyone who walks with the Lord,
任何与神同行的人,
and has a life of prayer,
与神祷告的人，这样的人。
And this doesn't happen often.
这不会常常发生啊，这样的事。
But every once in a while,
偶尔啊。
In communing with God,
当他与神交通的时候,
something special happens.
有些特别的事会发生。
There is an increased sense of His presence.
他就会越来越感觉到神的同在。
And it's real.
这实实在在的。
And a joy unspeakable.
有一个说不出来的大喜乐涌出来。
And at that moment,
在那一刻,
there can be such joy in your heart,
你心里会充满了喜乐。
That you have to cry out, Lord, withdraw from me, lest the joy kill me.
你必须要呼求主啊！你赶快离开，离开，要不然我受不了，我会乐死了。And
you never forget those moments.
你不会忘掉那个时刻。And
you always long for them again.
你总是希望能够再次经历这样的喜乐。That's
just a taste.
这不过是一个
a small tiny taste.
你尝天恩的滋味而已。
And at that moment,
在那一刻,
when that happens,
当你喜乐充满的时候,
you are satisfied.
你就全然满足,
you are full.
你被圣灵充满,
no wife can do that.
没有妻子能够做到这个,
no husband can do that.
没有丈夫能够做到这个,
and no wife or husband was ever created to do that.
也没有任何丈夫或妻子被神造的目的为了做到这个。
So sometimes we're trying to get things out of our spouses that only come from God.
有时候我们想从我们妻子或丈夫身上得到只能从神而得到的喜乐。
I would rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.
我宁可住在上帝的殿中看门，也不愿在
Now you say Amen.
你说, Amen.
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 But how can you know if you're dwelling in the tent of wickedness or you're dwelling in the house of the Lord?
那你怎么知道你是住在恶人帐篷里还是上帝的殿中？
It's only through what is written.
唯有借着神的话你才能够分辨呢。
Only through what is written.
唯有借着经上所记的,
I don't want us to be super spiritual here.
这里我不是要超属灵了。
I want us to be biblically based.
我们要根据圣经, 凡是根据,
there are wonderful experiences in the Lord.
在主里头有美好的经历,
but I also have the responsibility to know the will of God.
但我有责任要辨明了解神的旨意是什么。
To have my discernment refined.
我要更加的慎思明辨。
So I can know the difference between that which is evil in God's sight and that which is good.
So 可以分辨在神里头什么是好，什么是歹，在神眼里。
And the more I reject that which is evil,
我越弃绝邪恶的事。
And I run to that which is good,
越奔向那美好，追求美好的事。
And perfect and acceptable,
那个讨神喜悦的，蒙神悦纳的。
The more secure I can be that I am actually dwelling in His presence.
越有安全感，我是住在神的愿语中，神的旨意中。所以
greater communion with God will actually increase the blessing in your marriage.
在跟神更亲密的交通，可以使你婚姻中的祝福更加的圆满。
In that it will bring greater conformity of you to Jesus Christ.
你就会越来越效法耶稣基督的模样。
But it will also fill you.
同时也会满足你。
So that you're not demanding these things from your spouse.
所以你就不会要求你的配偶给你这些，神才能给你满足。
Now another thing that I want you to see is this.
还有一件我要你看见是啊，就是。
There are some things given by the hand of God only as a result of right praying.
有一些是唯有借着正确的祷告，神的手才能够赐给你的，赋予你的。
Now before I explain this,
在我解释之前,
I believe so much in the sovereignty of God it sometimes makes people mad.
有时候，因为我相信神的主权呢，所以有时候人都不喜欢听。
And I do not believe that any man can manipulate the hand of God.
我不相信任何人能够操纵神的手。
But having said that,
look at
James chapter 4.
再看看雅各书第四章。
Verse 2 and 3.
第二、第三节,
you lust and do not have, so you commit murder. You are envious and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, so that you may spend it on your pleasures.
你们贪恋还是得不着，你们杀害嫉妒，又斗殴争战，也不能得。 你们得不着，是因为你们不求；你们求也得不着，因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
Now look at verse 4.
再看第四节,
I mean verse 1, I'm sorry.
第一节, 对不起。
What is the source of quarrels and conflicts among you?
你们中间的争战斗殴是从哪里来的呢？
Now the context here is probably within the context of the local church.
这里上下文啊，这个背景是本地教会的地方教会的背景。
But it has a general application to every kind of relationship.
但也有一个普遍的一个应用，这所有的人际关系中都可以应用。
Are there quarrels and conflicts in your marriage?
在你的婚姻中有没有斗殴啊？有没有争竞啊？
Yes, there are.
是有一些啊。
Even in the best of marriages,
就算是最好的婚姻中也有一些。
There can be quarrels and conflicts.
有一些争吵啊，有一些。
Now, what is the source of that?
是一切的斗殴的根源何在？
Is not the source your pleasures that wage war in your members?
不是从你们白体中征战的私欲来的吗？
Now, God is not against pleasure.
神不反对我们的一些欲望啊。
There are pleasures at his right hand.
不反对喜乐，因为在他的右手充满了喜乐。
But these have to do with prohibited, selfish, carnal pleasures.
这些讲的私欲，私欲就是神所禁止的属肉体的一些欲望。
Now,
喜乐。
I'm not necessarily here talking about immorality.
我讲的不见得是不道德的事儿。
Sexual immorality.
或者性欲上不道德的事儿。
It's something much more common than that.
比这个更加的普遍的现象。
I want my way.
我一定要照我的意思去做。
Isn't that the source of the conflicts in your marriage?
这不是你婚姻当中一切的一切的矛盾的根源吗？
I want my
way. 我要照我的意思。我。
Or,
或者
what I talked about yesterday,
正如我昨天讲
the idolatry of unmet expectations.
就是我没有满足的欲望，我把它偶像化。
I expected more out of you.
我盼望你能给我更多。
I expected something different.
我要不同的事。我盼望不同的。
This is not what I signed up for.
这不是我起先我所要的。
You're not the woman I expected you to be.
你不像我要的那个女人。
You're not the man I expected you to be.
你不像我所要嫁的那个男人。
You're not acting like I like.
你的行为不像我所期盼的。
Unmet expectation.
就是没有满足的私欲。
That if my expectations aren't fulfilled,
如果我所期盼的没有得到满足，
I'm mad.
我就生气。
I'm not getting my way.
因为我没有照着我的意思。
You want me to change?
你要我改变？
Then you change.
你先改变。
You meet my expectations.
你先满足我的期盼。
It's ugly, isn't it?
很丑陋，是吧？
But that's what goes on.
但其实就是。
You failed me.
你不满足我，你叫我失望。
I'm going to punish you.
所以我就要惩罚你。对不起我。
An unconditional love's thrown right out the window, isn't it?
无条件的爱就丢了。
Grace and mercy kicked right out the door.
恩典怜悯都置之脑后。
And the whole thing about losing your life?
什么为人舍己啊？
You know, that's good to sing in a Christian song, but I'm not going to apply it here.
唱诗歌的时候唱得很美妙，但实际生活上我用不上。
I think it was either Tozer or Ravenhill.
我想或者是桃树或者是 Ravenhill.
That said this.
曾经说过这个话。
Christians don't tell lies.
基督徒不撒谎。
They sing them.
他们只唱谎言而已。
All to Jesus I surrender. Really?
一切归主完全奉献。真的吗？
Really?
真的吗？
Okay, let's see that in your marriage.
我们看看你婚姻中是不是这样行出来。
Though none go with me, still I will follow.
所以无人跟随，我仍要跟随。
Really?
真的吗？
Even when your wife isn't cooperative?
就算你的妻子不愿意跟上来，你还跟吗？
Or your husband is just doing wrong.
或者你老公做错事的时候，妻子不合作，你还跟上去吗？
You see, I'm really good at this.
我很有一套啊，这方面。
I really have insight into this text.
我对这段经文我很有洞见。
Because I find this in me.
因为我在这段经文找到我自己的样子。
A young guy come up to me. I've had several people come up to me.
有几个年轻人，一个年轻人来找我。
And they go,
他们说
，You are a man of God.
哦，你真是属神的人啊。
And I go, really?
我说真的吗
？You heard me preach one sermon.
你听我讲一篇道。
And you think I'm a man of God?
你就认为我是哇，属从神而来的。
You don't know anything about me.
你真的不认识我是谁
？You want to know if I'm a man of God or not?
你要知道我是不是属神的人吗？
Come home with me.
来跟我一起回家去。
Watch me in the secret place.
看看我在暗室中是怎么。
Anyone can look spiritual up here.
每个人在讲台上都站起来挺属灵的。
Look at the way I love my wife.
看看我怎么爱妻子。
And this is what I think you'll see.
我想你会看到的是。
You'll see a man who hopefully is not a hypocrite.
盼望这个人不是个假冒伪善的人。
A man who is sincere.
一个真诚的人，没错。
But if you stick around long enough,
但如果你跟他在一块时间够长的话，
you'll pretty much be disappointed.
你很可能会失望，大失所望。
When I let people know how I really am,
当我让别人知道我到底是什么样的人的时候，
that I'm normal,
我不过是个普通人，
and I fail,
我会失败。
And I have trouble with James 4 verse 1,
我对雅各书四章一节这个私欲我也有挣扎。
Some of them get mad at me.
有些人就生我的气了。
They want a hero.
他们愿意找到一个英雄，有完美的偶像。
They want an idol.
他们要一个偶像。
I got news for you.
我告诉你个好消息。
There's only one hero in this entire story.
在整个故事当中只有一个英雄。
And his name is Jesus Christ.
他名叫耶稣基督。
It's not even John Bunyan.
也不是什么约翰·班扬。
Or George Mueller.
或者穆勒。
Or Charles Spurgeon.
或者斯布珍。
Or Tozer.
或者陶叔。或者加尔文。
At the end of his life,
他们跑到人生终点。我这么说好了。
I'm very fortunate to have many old friends who were very good friends with Martin Lloyd Jones.
我很幸运，很多好朋友啊，他们都是Martin Lloyd Jones， 就是中马田的以前的老朋友。
And so whenever all those characters from Wales come to visit me, or I go there to visit them,
所以这些威尔兰的。威尔斯的朋友呢 来找我，或者我去探访他们的时候呢，
I always want to hear stories.
我都喜欢 听他们讲的故事啊。
A man was in the hospital one time.
有一次有个人在医院里头。
And Dr. Jones went to visit him.
中马田呢去探望他。
He didn't say anything to anybody, just walked right to the bed of the man who was sick.
他没有说任何话，他只是到那个生病的人的床边。
He sat down and talked to him.
坐下来探望他，跟他说话。
Prayed with him.
跟他一块祷告。
And left.
然后就离开了。
And the people in the hospital started coming to the man who was sick.
那医院里的人呢，就来找那个病人了。
And this is what they asked.
他们就问了。
Who was that clean man?
那个洁净的，那个圣洁的人是谁呀？
He really walked with God.
他真是与神同行啊，从马田。
But in the last couple of weeks of his life,
但是他生命中的最后两周，
everyone who visited him,
每一个探望他的人，
you know what he said?
你知道那个从马田说什么？
Over and over,
他一次次反复说什么话？
I am a great sinner.
我是一个大罪人。
Christ is a great savior.
基督是位伟大的救主。
You see, I want you to see, I have to recognize the ugly in my life in the mirror of James 4:1.
你知道，我要在雅各书第四章第一节里头看到我自己的丑陋。
And I have to see it.
我必须要看到我自己。
And I have to ask for forgiveness.
我必须要求神赦免。
And I have to go to my wife and ask forgiveness.
我必须到我妻子面前求她赦免。
And I sometimes have to go to my children and ask forgiveness.
甚至有时候我要到我儿女面前求他们赦免。
Because the source of these quarrels and conflict is Paul Washer's refusal to die.
因为这些征战斗殴的根源是陈哥。
My selfishness.
我的自私。
In my idolatry of unmet expectation.
是我没有满足的欲望，我把它偶像化，我非要满足。
Now why do I tell you that?
为什么我跟你讲这些？
Because I just don't want you to hear a sermon.
因为我不仅仅要你听一篇道而已。
And say that's nice.
说哎呀，这个道讲的挺好。
And then walk out.
然后就离开了。
That's not why we preach.
这不是我们讲道的目的。
I want you to look at this verse.
我要你好好看这段经文。
Whenever there's conflict in your marriage.
当你婚姻里头有征战斗殴。
And I don't want you to look at your wife.
不要看你的妻子而已。
Or look at your husband.
我要看你的丈夫而已。
I want you to look at you.
我要看你自己。
At this moment,
此时此刻，
am I loving the Lord my God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength?
我是否尽心尽意尽心在爱主我的神呢？
No, I'm not.
不，我没有。
Am I loving my neighbor as myself?
我是否正在爱 灵舍入自己呢？
No, I'm loving myself. I've forgotten all about my neighbor.
我在爱自己，我把我灵舍忘得一干二净。
Am I seeking to be a blessing to my wife and children?
我是否要成为我的妻子跟我的儿女的祝福呢？
No,
不。
I'm acting like a spoiled, rotten brat.
我像一个被宠坏的孩子一样。
What needs to change in this equation?
在这个工程师里头，什么需要改变？
Me.
我要改变。
And it doesn't matter if she started it.
就算她开始这个征战，她。
Remember what I said?
记得我说的吗？
Do you actually think that we have an excuse and can blame others for making us sin?
你知道我们是真有理由怪罪对方，他导致我犯罪，有这个借口吗？
So see, that's what I want you to see.
这是我让你看到的。
And it's not so that there's a repentance unto death in you.
不是导致你有忧愁以致死亡的懊悔。
It's not so that you walk around for the next 10 days feeling condemned.
不是你再过十天整天就垂头丧气觉得被定罪了。
But so that you'll repent.
乃叫你真正悔改。
And receive forgiveness.
从神那儿得到赦免。
And the joy that comes from it.
得到他的喜乐，赦免的喜乐。
And that you look at your wife and say, please forgive me.
然后你看着你妻子请原谅我。
And when she says, oh,forget about it.
当他说哎呀没事。
You say no.
不不不。
I can't forget about it.
我不能忘了。
I need to hear you say it.
我需要你告诉我。
You need to release me.
你需要释放我。
Forgive me.
真的赦免我吧。
You go to your children.
你去找你儿女。
Oh, dad. I don't care.
你孩子说哎呀爸我不在乎。
I remember this recently happened with my 12-year-old.
我记得最近我12岁的儿子跟我说。
He said, oh dad, it's alright.
我说爸没事没事。
I said, I've taught you better than that.
我教导你不是这样。
You can't leave me here.
你不能够把我就这样子甩了。
I've sinned against you.
我得罪你了儿子。
I was impatient.
我对你不耐烦了。
Please forgive me.
请你赦免我。
To see your little boy look you in the eye.
然后你的儿子看着你的眼睛。
And smile.
笑了。
Dad.
爸爸。
I forgive you.
我赦免你。
It's okay, Dad.
没问题，爸爸，放心。
There's no repentance unto death in that. That's pure joy.
这里头不是懊悔以致死亡的懊悔，而是
You can,
懊悔导致喜乐的
you can take a situation that Satan is about to explode into a war.
你可以在一个撒旦要利用使它成为第三次世界大战的一个情况。
And you can turn it into a party.
你可以把它转变成为一个欢乐的宴会。
By repenting,
借着你的悔改，这一切都改变。
And humbling yourself,
你只要降卑，问题就解决了。
And asking for forgiveness,
你求他赦免，没事。
Now let's go on.
好，我们继续。
Looks like we're going to have one sermon tonight.
看来今晚只能讲一篇道。
He says, "You lust and do not have."
他说你们贪恋还是得不着。
So you commit murder.
所以你们杀害嫉妒。
You say, "I've never done that."
你说我从来没杀过人。
Yes, you have.
是的，你杀过人。
If you're angry with your brother,
你向你弟兄发怒的时候
if you're angry with your sister,
或者向你的姊妹动怒的时候
your wife is your sister,
你的妻子就是你的姊妹哦
your husband is your brother,
你丈夫是你的弟兄哦
angry with them,
你向他生气
why?
为什么
because you don't get what you want.
因为你没有得到你想要得到的东西
isn't that what it's always about?
对不对？这总是问题的根源。
I didn't get what I want.
我没有满足我的欲望。
And you're going to pay.
那你就要付代价。
I'm not talking to you.
我不是在跟你说。
I'm going to give you the cold treatment, the cold shoulder.
我就不跟你讲话了。我要跟你保持距离。
Like my wife says, talk to the hand, talk to the hand.
像我妻子，跟你妻子说话，别跟我讲话。像我妻子说的。
Because you lust.
因为你想要得着
and you don't get what you want.
你贪婪，你没得到，你是期盼不得满足。
So there's anger.
所以你就发脾气了。
Spite.
你就
revenge.
嫉妒了，你就报复了。
You're envious and cannot obtain.
你嫉妒又得不着。
In this case, it probably has to do with something someone else has and you want it.
在这个情况下，也许别人拥有一些东西，你想要得到，但你得不到。
But in the context of marriage, it can be you want something you're not getting.
在婚姻的情况下，也许是你想要得到一些东西，但是你不能满足。
And what happens?
不能满足，结果呢？
You fight.
你就征战，打仗。
And you quarrel.
你就吵架。Please. 真的。
Show me some fight or quarrel that you've had that didn't come because of this.
你看看，你告诉我，你们夫妻是任何的争战斗殴，不是因着这个缘故而来的，有没有？
You do not have because you do not ask.
你们求也得不着，因为你们妄求。
Uh-oh. Remember the thing in Genesis?
记得创世纪发生什么事？
Adam, did you eat?
亚当，你吃了没有？
That woman you gave me.
你给我那个女人，与我同居的那个。
And then what else?
然后呢？
Here's the core problem.
这是问题的核心。
The core problem to all your fights and quarrels in your marriage.
这是你婚姻当中一切争吵斗殴的根源。
Unbelief.
是因着不信。
You don't believe God can handle the situation.
你不相信神能够解决你的问题。
So you're going to handle it yourself.
所以你要自己来解决。
You're going to fight and quarrel.
你要去征战，你要去斗殴，你要去打赢。
Is there anything that a believer needs that God will not give them?
有没有任何事情信徒所需要的？
So your father knows what you need even before you ask.
你没有开口求，神就知道你所要的是什么了。
Let's say that your wife or husband truly is impatient with you.
比如你的丈夫或妻子对你不耐烦了。Or
is neglecting you.
或者忽略你了。Marriage
was created not for neglect.
神设立婚姻不是叫我们彼此忽略的。
That isn't the will of God.
这不是神的旨意。
So what should you do?
那你该咋办?
You should go to God.
你应该向神求助啊。
There's nothing wrong with going to your spouse and saying, I feel neglected.
你去向你的配偶说，你忽略了我，这没有错。
But then to pray.
然后祷告。
Not to argue.
不是去争吵。
Not to fight.
不是去争战。
Not to prove you're right.
不是去证明你是对。
Not to punish the other person.
不是去惩罚你的对。
You go to God.
你向神祷告。
You go to God.
你到神面前求。
But instead of going to God.
但你不向神求。
What do we do?
取而代之你做什么?
Fight.
你干仗，吵架。
Now this is seen very clearly. Go over for just a second to 1 Peter.
这似乎很清楚啊，我们看看。
Now in chapter 3, it is applied to women.
讲的是彼得前书啊，第三章讲的是姊妹。
But it can also be applied to men.
也可以应用在弟兄的身上。
Verse 1,
第一节,
in the same way, you wives be submissive to your own husbands.
你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。
So that even if any of them are disobedient to the word, they may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives.
这样若有不信道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听道，也可以因妻子的品行被感化过来。
As they observe your chaste and respectful behavior.
这正是因为看见你们有贞洁的品行和敬畏的心。
So if your husband is disobedient to the word,
如果你的丈夫不听从神的话,
he's doing something that is against what God says marriage should be.
他在违反神所设定婚姻的本意。
He's not being an obedient husband.
他不是一个顺服的丈夫。
How are you to change him?
那你身为姊妹该怎么改变这个情况呢?
They may be won without a word.
他们，你要不就算他不信从，虽然不听他，我可以因着你的品行被感化过来。
Ladies，
姊妹们
，Does God know you or what? He knows you, doesn't he?
他认识你，对不对
？When you're going to change your husband，
当你要改变你丈夫的时候
，How do you do it？
你怎么改变他
？With a word，
你要借着神的道改变他，对不对
？And the wag of your head，
跟你的脑袋的摇头。
Has it ever worked?
哎，这个行得通吗？
Hey, I have a friend who is a very good theologian. I won't mention his name. If I did, you'd know it.
我有个好朋友, 他是一个很伟大的神学家, 如果我提他的名话, 你会知道他谁。
Both of us have another friend.
那我们两者呢, 都有一个共同的朋友。
And he's not a good theologian.
这个朋友不是个好神学家,
but he's one of the godliest men on the planet.
但是全世界可以说是最敬虔的男人。
And every time my friend that's a really good theologian,
那每一次我们的朋友, 他是一个很好的神学家,
gets in a theological argument with my friend who's not a good theologian.
神学家跟我一个不是很好的神学家，每次要吵架的时候，
my friend who's the really good theologian,
我那个好神学家朋友呢，
he says this.
会说，
Paul,
保罗，
I won the debate.
我已经赢了，我的辩论赢了，
but I feel all dirty.
但是我觉得我好脏。
He lost the debate.
其实他失败了,
there he is glowing like Christ.
因为那个输了的人啊, 像基督一样, 充满了荣光喜了。
You may win the debate.
你可能在辩论中赢了。
Women usually do.
通常姊妹会赢, Amen.
No, really, women
真的,
really have a sharper tongue.
姊妹的舌头, 口,
and that's not just Latins and African Americans.
不仅是非洲女人或者拉丁美女人, 中文,
I've talked to some of your husbands, and 因为, you ladies can compete with the best of them.
因为我跟你们是中国男人讲, 你们这姊妹也可以跟最好的伶牙俐齿的比较。
And you beat your husband.
你一定可以赢过你丈夫。
You proved him wrong.
你可以证明他错。
You beat him down.
你会把他打到你脚底下。
Did it do any good?
但对你有什么益处呢？
No.
一点益处都没有。
It never does.
永远不会有益处的。
How do you change him?
你到底怎么改变你丈夫呢？
By your behavior.
借着你的品行。
Chaste and respectful.
借着你的美好的贞洁的品行。
Now we can also apply this to men.
而且我们可以，这个也可以应用在弟兄身上。
When it says here that women are a weaker vessel,
这里讲到姊妹是那软弱的器皿。
There's been a lot of fights about this.
有人反对这个啊，有不同意。
What does it mean?
到底什么意思呢？
Well, it doesn't mean a woman is less intelligent.
这不是说姊妹比弟兄笨一点。
Doesn't mean she's less spiritual.
也不是说姊妹比弟兄不属灵。
And I've known some women that could actually beat up their husbands.
我知道有些姊妹啊，可以把丈夫打下去的。
What does it mean?
到底是什么意思？
I believe that in the context of culture.
我相信啊，在那个文化的背景中。
And you look through human history.
你看啊，人类的历史。
The cards have always been stacked against the woman. It's always been more difficult for the woman.
姊妹来总是比较更加困难一些。
Many cases she couldn't own property.
往往这些情况下姊妹不能够拥有产业。
If her husband divorced her,
如果她丈夫把她离了,
there was no hope.
她就没指望了。
She may have to turn to prostitution.
她也许要变成一个妓女。
We know throughout the prophets that, and the law that the widow and the orphan were always being abused.
我们知道在律法和先知书里头这些 这些寡妇总是被欺负的。
It's a man's world.
这是一个男人的世界。
And if her husband mistreats her,
如果她丈夫虐待她,
she has little recourse.
她就没有逃跑的余地了，没路可走。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
So there, it's often common for men to bully their wives.
所以往往呢，男人会欺负女人，会大欺小。
It's not a good idea.
这个这样做很不好。
Because their God in heaven watches.
因为有一位神在天上在看。
So the woman is not to be trying to manipulate and change her husband by arguments.
所以姊妹不要借着她的舌头，借着她的辩论来操纵她的丈夫。
And the husband is not to be bullying and oppressing his wife through his power.
丈夫也不要借着他的权柄来欺负压制他的姊妹。
But each one is to simply live respectfully and chastely.
但个人都要贞洁而且尊重对方而生活。
It is through our godliness.
是借着我们敬畏神的品行。
That is so true.
真的。
I've seen it in my own life.
在我自己生命里我也看到。
I'll come home from the office.
我从我的办公室回到家里。
had a rough day,
忙了一天,
put in 12 hours or so,
一天工作了12个钟头,
come home,
回到家里,
the house is a mess,
家里头一团糟,
and there's nothing to eat.
晚上还没预备好。
Now, I never stopped to think that the house is almost always in order, and food's always prepared.
我不是说整天总是有吃的，家里干干净净的，不。
But I go, what's the deal?
但我说怎么搞的？
I mean, I've been working all day.
我干了一天的活了。
What have you been doing?
你在干啥呢？
Now, if my wife
如果我妻子
gets angry,
也发脾气。
Who do you think you are?
你算老几？
You think I'm your slave?
你想我是你的女仆啊？
Is that what you married me for?
你跟我结婚就为这个？
And then she takes off.
然后她就发脾气了。
It's just war.
这是世界大战。
And I feel totally justified now.
我现在觉得我很有理啊，我。
I'm the victim here.
我是受害者。
She's mad.
她发脾气。
I'm mad.
我也发脾气。
But if I come home,
但如果我回到家里,
and I'm like, I've been working all day.
我说, 我干了一天的活了。
What have you been doing?
你在干什么?
House is a mess.
家里头乱七八糟。
Where's dinner?
晚饭在哪?
If she looks at me,
如果她看着我,
and she says,
她说,
I'm very sorry.
对不起, 对不起。
There's a sister in the church has a lot of problems.
教会有个姊妹, 她有很多难题。
And,Of course, you know, the homeschooling was hard today.
今天教导孩子也不容易。
But just give me some time and I'll have everything straight.
我马上就把事情搞定。
When she does that,
当她那么做的时候,
I go like this.
我就会怎么样呢?
Excuse me.
对不起,对不起。
I gotta go outside.
我出去一会儿。
So I go out to the barn.
我就进到我的仓房里。
And I've got this really big stick.
我有一个很大的一个木板。
It's made out of some of the hardest wood that grows in North America.
是美国最硬的木头制造的板子。
And I beat myself in the face with it several times.
我就会自己打自己几巴掌。
And then I go back into the house.
然后回到房间里头。
And say, will you please forgive me?
你原谅我好吗?
I'm an idiot, but I will try to do better tomorrow.
我是个傻子,明天我会有改善的。
Do you see what's going on?
你看到没有?
Isn't it always the case?
总是这样,对不对?
It's always the case.
总是这样。
It's one thing to say hallelujah. It's another thing to submit to the word of God.
你说哈利路亚很容易，但真正顺服神的话语就不容易了。
You're not going to fix your marriage by having the TV evangelist come over and have an exorcism with your wife.
你知道你不能够请电视上那个布道家进到你家里头就赶鬼就把问题解把你婚姻问题解决了。
Your marriage is going to glorify Christ because you're growing in your knowledge and conformity to Him.
因为你对神的认识越来越认识越来越认识越深你的婚姻才能够真正的荣耀神。
And then he says,You have not because you ask not.
甚至说你们得不着因为你们不求。
I have so many friends that go, you know, they sit around, you know, for days.
我有很多朋友他们整天坐在那呆呆的。
In discussions about that text.
就在那讨论那段经文。
How do we reconcile this text to what we know about the sovereignty of God?
这段经文跟神的主权怎么协调呢?
And then I walk by.
然后我经过他们。
Brother Paul, how do we reconcile this text with the sovereignty of God?
这段经文你求得不着英文不求跟神的主权怎么协调呢?
And I say,
我说,
we don't have to. You want to go to lunch?
没必要协调。我们要吃中饭吗?
We don't have to.
我们没必要协调这些事。
The scripture is clear.
圣经讲的一清二楚。
God is sovereign over all things.
没错，神主宰万有。
And there is a real sense in which his decrees with regard to all are all fixed.
从一个角度，我们生命的点点滴滴，他就早都预定了。
You know where people say God knows the future?
你知道，当有人说神知道将来的事。
Because he's omniscient.
因为他无所不知。
And he can look into the future.
他可以看到将来发生的事。
He knows everything that's going to happen.
他知道将来要发生的每一件事。
You know that's not biblical?
你知道这个不合乎圣经吗？
He is omniscient.
没错, 他无所不知,
and he knows everything that's going to happen.
没错, 他也知道将来要发生的每件事, 点点滴滴,
he knows the future.
他知道将来,
because he's the author of the future. He's sovereign over the future.
他更主宰着将来,
not because he looked in a crystal ball. He's the Lord of the future.
乃是他是主宰将来的,
and yet at the same time, we have not because we ask not.
同时我们得不着,
it is so true.
真的,
the people of God are so barren.
神的百姓是何等的荒凉, 何等的不结果,
because they do not ask.
因为我们不求,
and they do not endure in asking.
我们也不忍耐到底, 一直寻求不灰心,
in Luke 18,
在路加18章,
that's all he's talking about there. He gives us an extraordinary parable.
他给了我们一个不寻常的一个例子, 常常祷告不可灰心,
that we should always pray and not lose heart.
不要灰心,
and then he gives us a tremendously difficult parable.
然后他给了我们一个很,
there's this unrighteous judge.
有一个不义的法官,
he doesn't fear God.
他不敬畏神,
he doesn't care about people.
他也不尊重世人,
and this widow comes to him.
这个寡妇来找他,
a widow is the most powerless person in that culture.
在那个文化当中,一个寡妇是最无助的人。
But she asks him day and night.
但这个寡妇成天到晚求他帮忙。
He says, I gotta do something lest she wear me out.
法官说, 我必须为她做些, 要不然她把我烦死了。
Literally in Greek, she hits me under the eye.
在希腊文啊, 她不断打我的眼球下面,
woman is driving me crazy.
她把我都逼疯了,
I don't fear God.
我又不敬畏神,
I don't care about her.
我也不关心这个寡妇。
But so that she just leave me alone, I'll give her what she wants.
只要她放了我, 我就一定成全她所求的。
And then he says, how much more?
然后她说,
will a righteous God,
一个公义的天上的法官,
who loves his people,
爱他的百姓的法官,
vindicate, justify, help those who cry out to him that are his people.
会为那些昼夜向他呼求的深渊, 帮助他们,
and then after giving this glowing thing,
然后告诉他们这件事,
it's almost as though Jesus steps back,
然后, 耶稣讲这个比喻之后, 他就,
and says this,
站到后面, 他说, 退回我,
but then again,
他说,
when I come back,
当我回来的时候,
will I find anybody believing this?
人子在地上找得到有信德的没有, 人会信吗? 信我说的话吗?
Maybe you have struggled for years in your marriage. You have fought and quarreled and done all sorts of things.
挣扎斗殴,
why not dedicate the next 10 years? To obedience. And to crying out to God, enduring in prayer.
好好的忍耐祷告呼吁神求他帮助。
I want to finish with an illustration.
好，我最后要讲一个比喻。
I want you to go to Romans chapter 12.
你翻到罗马书12章。
Verse 19.
19节。
I could entitle this this way.
我可以这样给他取一个主题啊。
How to live in such a way so that God will kill your husband.
如何生活好叫神把你老公给杀了。
Well, at least I got your husband's attention.
好，至少我叫你的丈夫注意了啊。
If your wife pulls out a notepad and starts writing down, you've got problems.
如果你的妻子啊, 拿出笔记本记下这个方法, 你就有问题, 你就麻烦了。
All right, listen to what it says.
好，注意他说什么话。
Chapter 12.
12章。
Verse, let's start at verse 18.
你从18节开始啊。
If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men.
倘若是能行, 总要尽力与众人和睦。
This is the idea of peacemaker.
就是要竭力, 与人和睦了。
But there's also the idea of dying to self here.
同时呢, 也要向自己死。
A willingness to suffer.
愿意受苦。
Then it says, never take your own revenge, beloved.
亲爱弟兄,
but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord.
因为经上记着, 主说, 深渊在我, 我必报应。
Now, one of the things that ever since I was a little boy, I liked castles.
从小我就喜欢
castles.
用 castles. Okay, 我喜欢那个城堡.
And I've seen castles, sorts of fortresses in Peru.
我看到在秘鲁有各样的碉堡啊.
But especially the castles in Europe.
特别在欧洲的那些碉堡.
They're amazing.
哇，真是叫人惊讶.
Now, there's something unusual about some castles.
有一些碉堡是非常的不寻常.
They have a great big front door.
有一个很大的大门.
I mean, if you open that door,
如果你打开那个大门,
20 people could go in side by side.
20个人可以并肩进去.
It's a big door.
是一个很宽敞的门.
But then you go to the second floor.
然后你到第二楼啊,
and it's a little stairwell about that wide.
有一个这么宽的一个楼梯啊.
And at the top of it is a door.
在一直到顶上有一个门.
About this tall.
那个门就那么高.
About that wide.
就那么宽.
Now why?
为什么?
Well, here's the reason.
原因是,
if the enemy's outside of the castle,
如果仇敌在城堡的外头,
and let's say there's 1,000 enemy out there,
譬如外头有1,000个仇敌啊,
and only 10 people in the castle,
在城堡里头就10个人,
if they break through that front door,
如果他们冲进了前门, 冲破了,
everybody on the first floor runs to the second floor.
一层楼的人会跑到二层楼,
and you say, why?
说为什么?
They should just give up.
他们应该放弃啊?
You know, 10 people can't fight 1,000.
10个人怎么打过1,000个人?
No, one person can fight 1,000.
一个人可以打1,000个人.
Why?
为什么?
That stairwell is so narrow.
因为那个楼梯啊是何等的窄.
Only one person at a time can come up that stairwell.
只有一个人一次可以从那个楼梯爬上来.
And one man with a pike or a spear.
所以一个人手里拿把长枪呢?
He can defend that castle.
可以保护整个碉堡.
Okay, now ladies.
好，姊妹们.
You're outside the castle.
你在城堡的外面.
You're the enemy.
你是仇敌.
And your husband is sitting in his castle.
你的丈夫在城堡的里面坐在那.
On the first floor.
在一楼.
And you bust through the door.
你突破了大门.
He takes off running.
他就开始跑了.
Runs up to the second floor.
跑到二楼.
And he's standing there.
他站在那.
And he's defending it.
他在防卫自己.
And you've been fighting for years.
你有多年的征战经验.
But you're also really spiritual.
你也很属灵.
So you're fighting.
所以你在打仗.
And you're also praying.
你也在祷告.
You're also telling the other women in the church to pray too, aren't you?
你也告诉教会其他姊妹们一起跟你祷告，一起征战。
Because it's so much fun to get with a group of women and pretend to be praying, but actually just be talking about your husbands.
因为跟其他女人在一块儿，假装在祷告，其实在背后议论你的丈夫。
So you're fighting.
很好玩, 你在打仗。
You're saying, Lord, help me.
说主啊，帮助我。
Lord, why won't you help me?
主啊，为什么你不帮我？
Why won't you change this man?
为什么不改变这个男人？
And the Lord's saying, get out of the way.
走开, 走开。
Give me place.
给我个机会。
See what it says here? Give place.
说这里要让步啊, 让步啊。
Leave room for the wrath of God.
宁可让步, 听凭主怒。
There's only one person can fight up there at a time.
只有一个人能够爬上这个。
So you're fighting your husband.
所以你在跟你丈夫打仗。
Lord, help me.
主啊，帮助我。
Give me some room.
主说，哎，宁可让步，让步。
Get out of the way.
走走走，让步。
Until you get out of the way.
如果你不让步的话，
you can pray until you're blue in the face, and the Lord's not going to do anything.
你可以祷告，直到你脸都发青发紫了，神也不会帮助你。
Now husbands,
做丈夫的,
if you go home tonight,
如果你今晚回家,
and your wife starts being really nice to you,
你的妻子对你非常的好的话,
you better buy some cemetery plot.
你要在牧场买好坟地。
She's out to get you.
她是要干掉你。
She's saying, I'm getting out of the way.
她说，我现在让步了。
I'm going to let God deal with this.
我要让神来对付你。
Well, hopefully you want God to change him and not kill him.
我盼望你叫神改变他，而不是叫神干掉他。
One woman stands up and says, no, I want God to kill him.
有个姊妹说，我要神把他干掉，替我伸冤。
I've preached some hard things these last 2 days, really hard.
这两天来我讲了一些很不好听的。
I've even called you bad names.
我甚至都骂人了，说了一些不好听的。
But I also wanted you to laugh a bit.
那我也要你笑一笑。
But to think.
也要好好思考。
Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus.
顺服，因为除此以外没有别的方法能够逃脱。
That's not a silly song.
这不是一个愚昧的歌，真是有很多真理啊。
You know,
唯有信靠顺服。
It's amazing how complex we make it, isn't it?
你知道我们把事情搞得这么复杂，叫人惊讶。
When actually it's not that complex at all.
其实很简单的道理。
You don't need to learn different love languages.
你不需要学习什么各种不同的爱的语言。
You don't need to learn different strategies.
你没有必要学这个方法那个技巧。
You need to die to self.
你只需要向自己死。
Live for the glory of God.
为神的荣耀而活就够了。
Renew your mind in the will of God.
你天天在神的旨意中更新你的心意。
Obey and apply what the word of God says.
顺服神的话语，而且实际的行出来就够了。
Dwell in communion with God.
你在神的面前不断的活在他面前，与他交通。
And cry out to God in prayer.
在祷告中呼求他的帮助。
But that's with everything.
这就那么简单。
See, we don't have to be specialists.
我们没有必要成为什么专家。
We just have to obey the simple truths.
我们只需要简简单单顺服神的话就够了。
I hope you see that.
盼望你能够看到。
Tomorrow I'm going to spend the morning with the church. We're going to talk about what is a biblical church.
好，明天早上我会跟这个教会讲到一个合乎圣经的教会。
And then in the evening we'll talk about marriage again, right? It's all about the church, okay?
明天整天都是教会啊。
We're going to spend a lot of time talking about the church.
明天我会花时间讲论教会论，教会的问题。
But for all of you that are here,
你们凡是来到这儿，弟兄姊妹们。
Let's just for one moment turn to 1 Timothy.
我们看一看提摩太前书。
I want you to know that most books on church growth and all that kind of thing I totally disagree with.
我要你知道，大多数有关什么教会增长那些书啊，那些方法，我完全不同意。
Missionary strategies and church planting strategies.
宣教方法、职堂的。策略等等
I totally disagree with.
我完全否认，完全不同意。
I believe that they're just substitutes for doing the hard work that is commanded in Scripture.
我相信那些人的方法不过是代替神的话语，要教导我们该尽的本分那些。
How do you plan a church?
你怎么建立教会
？The same way you pastor one.
正如你怎么牧会，同一个道理。
You do the work of an evangelist.
你要做那传道的功夫。
Not of a marketer.
不是做一个市场交易者，市场经济。
And then when people are converted,
是当人得救的时候。
You nurture them through preaching, discipleship, and example.
你借着你的榜样，你借着门徒训练，你借着传讲神的道来培育他们。
You live a life of prayer.
你要过一个祷告的生活。
Live a life if necessary for times of fasting.
有必要的话，有时候也要禁食祷告。
Until the Spirit of God moves upon a people.
直到神的灵在他的百姓当中动善工。
The more you trust in the arm of the flesh, the less you will see the power of God.
你越信靠人的膀臂，血肉膀臂，你就会越少信靠神的大能。
But in 1 Timothy 3,
提摩太前书第三章。
Verse 14. I am writing these things to you, hoping to come to you before long.
我指望快到你那里去，所以先将这些事写给你。
But in case I am delayed,
倘若我单延日久
I write so that you will know how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God.
你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。
How do you know how to conduct yourself in church?
你怎么知道在神的教会里头当怎样行呢？
How do you know how to organize a church?
你怎么知道如何组织教会？
How should the leaders be?
教会的领袖应该是什么样？
What should they do?
领袖应该做什么事？
What is the church about?
教会到底是为了什么？
How can you know you're doing the right thing?
你怎么知道你做的是对的事？
There's only one way.
只有一个方法。
I write so that you will know how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God.
我将这些事写给你，好叫你知道 在神的家中当怎样行。
It's through doing what is written.
是要照着经上所记的、所写的而行。
And if it's not written,
如果没有记在经上，
I'd be very afraid to do it.
我就不敢做，不管乱来。
Most churches today are so far away from the scriptures.
今天大多数教会跟神的话相差十万八千。
That if they begin to obey the scriptures,
如果他们开始遵行圣经的话，
they probably lose more than 75% of the people who attend.
他们可能会失去他们教会当中75%的人。
Because most churches are built on the personality of the leaders.
因为大多数教会是建立在那个传道人的。那个魄力上
and their clever strategies,
他们的技巧上
and the way of making the church look cool,
他们叫教会看起来很酷
instead of simply doing what scripture commands,
而不是简简单单照着神的话语的吩咐去行
but let me remind you of something,
让我提醒你些事
when you design the way church ought to be,
当你自己设计教会应该怎么样的时候
you come up with a clever plan for church planting?
当你自己有一个怎么建堂植堂的计划的时候
Look what verse 15 calls the church.
你看十五节怎么称教会的
The household of God.
这是神的家
You are a steward.
你不过是个管家
And nothing else.
你不是什么主人
You have no right to invent.
你没有权利创造什么
to be clever,
发明什么
to design,
去自己制造什么
to figure out,
去自己想些什么方法
you're a steward,
你不过是个管家
remember that,
记得
you only have the right to do what is written,
你只有权利照着神所写下来经上的话
if you do anything else,
如果你做其他的事
you stand a good chance of getting in a whole lot of trouble on the day of judgment,
到审判的日子你很可能受到他严厉的
Don't fear for the atheist or the agnostic on the day of judgment.
你这审判的日子，你不要怕那些无神论的或者不知神论的。
Fear for the pastors.
你要害怕的是牧师，为他们站。
It will be terrifying.
对他们来说，那个审判是何等之重。
Household of God.
神的家。
Church of the living God.
永生神的教会。
Whenever the idea of living God is used in the Old Testament,
旧约里头凡是提到永生神的时候
it's usually in the context of idolatry.
通常是用在拜偶像的这个背景中
It's contrasting the one true God with all the false idols.
是在把这个唯一的真神和所有的偶像在对比
It's usually also in the context of judgment.
也是在审判的背景中用这个
This is God's church.
这是神的教会
It's not yours.
不是你的
You don't do what you want.
你不可以随心所欲
And you don't send out a questionnaire into the community.
你不能够把一个这个问答的卷给社区的人
to find out what a bunch of carnal people want.
看这些属肉体的人他们要的是什么教会不
You get in the word and find out what God wants.
你要研读神的话要知道神的旨意是什么神要的教会什么样的教会
A lot of preachers
今天很多传道人
and a lot of mega churches,
很多大教会
they're building their own kingdoms
他们在建立自己的国度
on the bones of unconverted church members
是在那些没有得救的人的骨头上骨灰上建造他们的大教会
and hell will be their home on the day of judgment
审判的日子地狱会成为他们的家
the pillar and support of the truth
教会是真理的柱石和根基
it's built on truth
教会是建立在真理的基础上神的真理
Now let me just give you an illustration
让我给你个例子
Let's say a great king
譬如一个伟大的王
He's going to go on a long journey
他要到远方去
So he calls you before him as his steward
他临走之前他把你叫来叫你做管家
So I'm going to entrust my bride to you
他说我要把我的新娘交给你管理
Care for her according to what is written.
你要按着经上所记的来照管她，照顾她。
But when the king goes away,
好，当君王离开了。
After many years pass,
多年之后。
The people are getting restless.
老百姓就按耐不住了。
They want a queen that's a bit more modern.
他们要一个更现代化的皇后。
A bit more like them.
更像他们的皇后。
More sensual.
更加性感的
more attractive
更加有吸引力
her simple white dress is no longer enough
这个皇后所穿的简简单的衣服对他们来说不够满
so the steward says people just aren't interested anymore in the king
老百姓对君王对那个王不感兴趣了
So let's take the queen.
让我们把皇后带来。
Let's dress her up like a whore.
把她装扮得像一个妓女一样。
Let's paint her face.
把她的脸化妆红的绿的。
Let's put a sensual dress on her.
给她穿上性感的衣服。
And let's give carnal men exactly what they want.
让我们给这些属肉体的男人他们所要的东西。
So that they'll stay loyal to the king.
好叫他们能够向君王继续尽忠。
And when that king comes back,
当那君王回来的时候
what will he do to that steward?
他会怎么对待那个
？He will tear him limb from limb.
他会把他的手脚全部四肢剁掉。
Cast him in the outer darkness.
把他丢在外面的黑暗。
Where he will spend eternity in hell under the wrath of God.
他会在神的愤怒下永远在阴间的黑暗中。
Who do we think we are?
我们以为我们是谁呀？
What's your opinion matter?
你的意见不重要。
What is my opinion matter?
我的意见又算什么？
The only thing that matters is what kind of directions did the king leave?
唯一重要的是到底君王给我们的指示是什么？
His bride?
他的新娘。
You're going to make her attractive to wicked men?
你要使他的新娘对这些邪恶的人有吸引力。
Let's look at another scenario.
我们再看看另一幅。
And this is true.
这是真正的。
I've seen it.
我见过。
Pastor wants to build a big church.
一个牧师要建立一个大教会。
You can't build a big church like he wants through preaching of the gospel.
你不能像他所要求的按传讲福音来建立大教会。
Pastor doesn't even understand the gospel to start off with.
这个牧师从起初就不明白到底福音是什么。
And so he takes this church.
所以他就接管这个教会。
He gets just a banging music group.
他就把一个乐队和一个唱歌团带来。
He's 50 years old, but he gets him some new cool glasses.
他已经50岁了，但他戴那个眼镜呢，挺酷，挺新潮的。
Puts on some skinny jeans.
穿那个紧身的牛仔裤。
Gets a tattoo.
然后身上有纹身的。
Even though he was born in the suburbs.
虽然他生在农村里头，才纹一纹。
He wants to look a little gangster.
他要看起来像一个黑社会的老大。
He's got all kinds of things going on, all kinds of activities.
他有各样的活动，各样的。
Worship service lasts for an hour. His worship service lasts for an hour.
他的敬拜只有一个钟头。
Then he gets 20 minutes of a kind of a self-help motivational Jesus is on your side sermon.
然后他给他20分钟能够自我帮助的耶稣在你帮助耶稣爱你这些信息短短的。
But there's always a little group of people in the church
但教会里总有一群人
that come to him
来找他
and say, brother,
说弟兄啊
we're starving today.
我们饿死了灵里头。
We don't need this.
我们不需要那些东西。
We just want Jesus.
我们只要耶稣。
We just want to hear the word.
我们要听他的话。
We just want to pray.
我们要祷告。
We just want to walk in godliness.
我们要在敬虔中生活。
We're dying over here.
我们在这饿死了。
Legalist.
这是律法主义。
Super spiritual.
这是超属灵。
You know what he's done?
你知道他在干什么？
On the day of judgment, he's going to find out.
到审判的日子他会发现。
He allowed
他允许了
that small group of lambs
那一小群的属神的羊
to starve to death
饿慢慢饿死
for the sake of all the carnal men in his church who hated God
为了那些满足那些属肉体的恨神的人的需要他使那一小群的饿
you follow all these prosperity preachers
你去跟随那些成功神学家
you know why you do that
你知道为什么你跟随他们
because you love their God
因为你爱他们的神
Their belly, your belly.
他们的神就是他们的肚腹，也就是你的肚腹。
You want their prosperity.
你要得到他们的丰富，他们的富足。
You don't want Jesus.
你不要耶稣。
You want a vending machine.
你要一个摇钱树。
I'm warning you because this is also in the Chinese church.
我在警告你，因为在中国教会这样的事正在发生。
We gave a conference on prosperity right now in Toronto. We'd fill up an auditorium.
如果我们在多伦多给一个复兴、一个成功发达大会，成千上万的人会来参加。
All I'd have to do is change my gospel.
我只要改变一下福音。
Preach another message.
传另一个福音。
It'd be easy.
就很容易啊。
But I'd also be condemning my soul to hell with the men who do it.
但我也会跟那些人一起，我的灵魂要下地狱。
It's his church.
这是他的教诲。
Does no one fear the Lord anymore?
没有人在敬畏神了。
I attend a church. I'm not an elder there.
我参加一个教会， 我在那里不是长老。
The reason why is this.
原因是，
It's not healthy to be a leader everywhere.
你到处做领袖，不健康。
You need to be in a position of submission.
有时候你要在一个顺服的地位上。
And service.
你要服侍别人。
So I'm in a church.
所以我在一个教会里头。
Has elders.
这教会有他的长老。
They're all younger than me.
他们比我年纪轻。
I submit to them.
我顺服他们的带领。
My main responsibility.
我在教会主要责任。
Helping set up tables on Sunday for lunch.
礼拜天午餐的时候， 我把桌子都摆设好。
It's needed.
因为这是有需要。
For the salvation of my soul.
为我自己的灵魂的需要， 我需要做这些事。
To remind me.
要提醒我。
It's not about preaching.
不仅是要讲道而已。
It's about being a servant.
那是要做仆人。
But
但,
the main Sunday morning service.
礼拜天的主要的聚会,
and you don't have to do it this way.
你没必要这么做。
But the Sunday morning service
但礼拜天的聚集,
begins with 1 hour of corporate prayer.
一开始的时候我们是一个钟头一起集体的祷告开始。
And then worship.
然后敬拜赞美。
And then an hour of expository preaching.
然后一个钟头的案卷查经讲道。
And then the pastors have taught us how to fellowship during a meal.
然后牧师呢教导我们在吃饭的时候怎么彼此交接团契。
To talk about what we've learned in the sermon.
我们一起讨论我们听到的时候所学到的功课。
Or something God showed us in scripture.
和有一些圣经里头神教导我们个人的功课。
And all the fathers are responsible for discipling their wives and their children.
所以做父亲的都有责任要培训他们的妻子和他们的儿女。
The Wednesday night prayer meeting.
礼拜三的祷告会。
Is a prayer meeting.
是个真正祷告会。
Not a town meeting where you gossip.
不是说三道四的讲一些闲话的聚会。
It's simple.
很简单。
It's nothing. People tell me, they go, you know, I'd really like to come to this church if you guys could drop that hour of prayer.
有些人跟我讲, 如果你那头一个钟头不要祷告的话, 我很愿意来你的家。
And I can talk this way because I'm not bragging. This is, I'm just a member there.
我现在不是在夸口, 因为我不过是个会员, 我不是领袖。
But I find it amazing.
我发觉很惊, 叫人惊讶。
No dry ice on the platform.
在讲台上, 没有,
no movie screens.
没有那个什么影片啊, 投影啊。
The word of God and prayer.
我们简简单单讲道, 祷告跟, 祈祷跟神的道。
If you come to our pastors and say, well, I think we ought to do this.
你到我们牧师那儿, 你说, 我们应该怎么做, 怎么做。
It'll gather more people.
我们就会吸引更多人来。
And this will be the response.
牧师会怎么回应呢?
Where is it written?
他会说, 哎, 写在经上, 写在哪?
Where is it written?
圣经哪里记得? 要那么做。
Where is it written?
在哪里? 你给我搞, 给我找找。
Because I cannot go beyond scripture.
因为我不能够超越经上所记。
So that's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow.
所以明天我们要讲的就是这个题目。
What is an elder?
什么是长老?
Who qualifies to be one?
谁够资格做教会长老?
What is a deacon?
什么是执事?
Who qualifies?
谁够资格做执事?
What does he do?
执事的责任是什么?
What are the activities of the church?
教会应该有哪些活动?
How should they spend their finances?
我们的金钱应该怎么使用?
What should a church service look like?
教会的这些敬拜应该怎么进行程序?
But it will come out of what is written.
但都是根据经上所写的。
Well, Brother Larry's old and I'm not feeling well.
我老了,他病了。
And so I think we're going to bring this to an end.
所以我想我们应该结束了。